Chapter 21. Ryu jumped away, swinging the dragon sword wildly. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. The blade sliced through the flaming missiles, disintegrating them. Ryu wasted no time. He rushed the monster and plunged the dragon sword into its side. A glowing green gelatin spurted out. A droplet landed on Ryu's sleeve. With a puff of smoke and a hiss, a patch of material dissolved. He withdrew the dragon sword and stood back. The goop was now oozing out. The monster's powerful noise was now a sputtering wheeze. Lights flickered and swelled. A fire burst out of the top of the monster's mask. Then, slowly, it began to melt. The grotesque features of the creature's face became twisted and warped. As it shriveled down into a puddle of molten plastic and mangled machinery, it almost seemed to be smiling. Ryu flew out of the room. He raced down the corridors, twisting and turning. Ahead of him was the door to the room that had held the masked devil. He suddenly stopped. What would be in there? If the masked devil were still alive, it might be waiting in ambush. If it were dead, the idea was too horrifying to consider. Ryu stepped closer. He heard a sound. There was something waiting behind the door. He took out the dragon sword again. He leapt into the doorway, poised for battle. The room was completely dark. He could see nothing. Then, from below him, came a hoarse whisper. Ryu? There was a dragging noise on the floor. Ryu backed away into the corridor. His heart was racing, but he had come so far, through so many disappointments, that he had refused to let emotion take over. Who are you? He called out. Ryu, the voice repeated. Out of the blackness, a person pulled himself into the light of the hallway. It was a man, thin and ragged-looking. His hair was shoulder-length and sweat-soaked, his face unshaven. But when he looked at Ryu, his eyes blazed with a fierce intelligence, and a tenderness that could have not belonged to a total stranger. Ryu had not felt anyone look at him, see him as deeply as this man did. He seemed to be sizing Ryu up, counting the years. Ryu tried to say something, but the words choked in his throat. He swallowed and tried again. Are you my... That was all he could get out. The man slowly nodded. Ryu sank to his knees. He returned the man's deep gaze. He saw the pride that burned within, the grief that spilled from his eyes and spread lines of sadness down his face. Sadness over the lost years. Sadness over having missed his son's life. You come for me, Ryu, Dr. Ken Hayabusa said. With a grimace, Dr. Hayabusa picked himself up to kneeling position. A smile struggled across his lips, and the lines of sadness suddenly etched his face with profound joy. Slowly, gently, he opened his arms. Ryu hesitated. The years of expectation, the violent journeys, had steeled him. He felt incapable of emotion. Ryu, his father said, when you were a tiny child, I used to recite a poem to you. He laughed. Of course you wouldn't remember it. And when you're lost, my dearest son, Ryu said, his voice beginning to crack, when joy becomes despair, Dr. Hayabusa finished for him. I'll send a star of deepest gold to let you know I'm there. Ryu fell into his father's arms. Somewhere in the dimmest reaches of his memory, he could recall how he had felt. Back then, the arms had supported him, kept his fragile infant body from falling to the ground. Now, they were adjusted to a new shape, embracing a young man. Ryu had never felt so complete, so strong. Oh, please, the Jikaio's voice blared. This display is repulsive. This time, the voice was not coming from a speaker. It was behind them. The Jikaio was standing in the doorway. His eyes glared with the intensity of a blast furnace. His lips flared back to reveal a tightly clamped teeth. He was seething with fury. Ryu tried to devise a plan. How could he save his father and himself? What would the Jikaio's next move be? Probably a long, gloating speech about the statues. Ryu might be able to use the art of the fire wheel, or... Without saying another word, the Jikaio thrust his open palm in Ryu's direction. Out of it shot a blazing fireball. Ryu's caught by surprise, but his father wasn't. Leaping to his feet like the nimble young ninja he once was, Dr. Hayabusa dove in front of his son. The fireball caught him full force in the chest. With an anguished cry that sliced through Ryu like a bayonet, he crumbled to the ground. "Dad!" The scream ripped Ryu's vocal cords. He grabbed his father by the shoulder and tried to lift him up. But Dr. Hayabusa was limp and motionless. For the first time since Ryu had seen him, he seemed to be at peace.